hop in when they get here, if they get here.
Okay, we are officially recording.
All right, I'm calling to order the meeting of the Policy Committee of the Westmont Public Library Board of Trustees. It is Tuesday at 6:31. Can we get a roll call, please?
Committee Chair Booth?
Here.
Trustee Carmichael?
Here.
Board Secretary Delano? Board Vice President Martins?
Here.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, open forum. Are there any comments from anyone?
We did not receive any, and I don't believe there's anyone here.
Okay. I believe we've got one phone call listener, but Cindy, I believe that's you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So no attendees.
Okay. Hi, Jason. All right, new business item A, review and recommend the public use of the internet policy.
Yes, so the policy is included in your packet. And as you'll note, we reviewed this as a staff and we didn't find any edits or recommended changes to suggest to you. It is a policy that per the ILACE standards that we all just reviewed for the per capita grant application this past winter, it is a policy that they do recommend the board review annually. So that is why it's on the agenda. Typically, we just bring policies to you as changes are necessary. So it's really for your review. Obviously, if you have any suggestions or questions, we can consider those. But we did do we reviewed it last in January of 2019. So not too long ago, we did make some changes at that point. But this time around, we don't have any, so.
Right. I didn't notice anything either. Any committee members have any?
No,
I didn't. Right. I was going to ask how it's been working, but with COVID, it's so different. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it is. And so we do have some restrictions in place, as you know. So right now, because we're limiting the based on the square footage of the area and the CDC guidance on how many people should be in certain square footage, we only have about, is it 7 public computers available? So 5 even worse. So we have limited it just to Westmont taxpayers. Mm-hmm. So that is a slight point of contention for some other folks who come in and want to use the computers. But a lot of libraries are instituting some sort of restriction, whether it's time or taxpayers. And there's some libraries in there that aren't even offering computers right now at all, just because the in-person help that the patrons need from staff, they're not comfortable with allowing. So our staff have been remoting in to computers over there to show folks how to help. Generally speaking, it's pretty straightforward. You know, how do I print, or how do I print this in color, or formatting issues. So it's actually been kind of a great learning tool for folks as they come up to the front desk and staff swing their screen around, and they can just literally they show the screen of the patron screen, and they say, you click here, go down, scroll down to print, go over, you know. So it's a learning experience for the patron to then go back and do it themselves. So so that part's been great. So but you know, we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully rolling back some of those restrictions. We were going to get a couple more computers up and running, just getting some more barriers in between spots, so we have a few more available. And then staff are going to evaluate whether we want to keep it to just Westmont residents for now, but allow them more than an hour at a time, or if we wanted to say, you know, anyone with a card that comes in can access it, but with an hour restriction or some of those. So staff are going to be evaluating that and possibly making those changes in May. So
All right, sounds good. Item B, review and recommend the Code of Ethics of the American Library Association.
So this is also, item B and C are also recommended documents that the board review every so often. And so that is why these are on the agenda, because we haven't done so in the past. So at least not the recent past. So these are in the packet. You'll also notice I didn't put them on the agenda for approval because I thought this would be something that the policy committee could discuss if, you know, you want to just add these as is onto the agenda. You know, what kind of approval did you want to do for these? Do you just want to have them on there as a review for trustees, for, you know, the full board to review? And then, you know, because generally speaking, once we approve policy, we post that on the website. So I don't know that these would be policy per se, unless you wanted to make them into one, or we could just keep them up there as documents that the board reviews with kind of a notation of that. So I thought that would be something for you all to discuss as well as the actual documents.
Calls from Batavia.
Is there, are the Code of Ethics and the United for Libraries policy, the ethics statements, are they part of your onboarding for staff or anything like that? Is there any encounter that staff have with these policies aside from just encountering them on their own?
Not staff.
Okay.
Not that it couldn't be.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like they're kind of things that they're good for the board to review, but it seems like something that if the board is reviewing and approving, we would want staff to also be aware that the board was discussing and upholding.
Right. We could, I mean, we could absolutely add it if, you know, to the documents that the staff review with onboarding. We haven't done onboarding in a while, but staff are getting ready for that, so.
Yeah. I was going to say, I am actually preparing an onboarding PowerPoint presentation that would be like an all staff thing. So that might be a perfect place to enter links to those. So noted.
All right. And obviously I think if the board discusses and recommends that, you know, I think it's good for the community to see them as well. But I mean, it's one of those like, let's all be on the same page kind of things.
Agreed. Right. Yeah. You'd want all the time. Is to agree that these are all statements that you adhere to and that, yeah, you'd want to share with staff. So we could do that. We could put it, you know, next month on the agenda, or, you know, the June, depending on when we might be good for the new trustee to review these as well. But we could add those to the agenda for the full board and you know, kind of present as, you know, review and recommend basically that this be, you know, a document that we refer to and that is made public and
That seems reasonable. Elaine and John, do you have any thoughts on how we might want to do that?
These are straight from the ALA, correct?
Right, I did not do, yeah, these are just documents that they publish.
And it's their recommendation.
And we've always had links to them before, correct?
To these two, I don't think to the Code of Ethics statements. We have links in our collection development policy. We have links to ALA's, like Freedom to read, and those statements that have to do with collections, but not to these statements. But it could be like a subsection under, you know, on the policy page we have board and bylaw section, and it could just be links there if the full board, you know, approved of that. But it could just be links there, you know, without them being formal policies, but just links to the documents. The public would see it, it'd be accessible to everyone. So I'm sorry, Elaine, were you going to say something?
I like that idea better than making it a full policy.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I just have a random question. The Code of Ethics of the American Library Association has at the bottom when it was adopted and when it was amended, but the Public Library Trustee Ethics Statement doesn't. Do we know that? Has it been looked at recently or ever?
I noticed that too. And I couldn't find that. And it's actually interesting because you can find the ALA version with all the different adopted dates. And even that one seems like it was January 2008, so long ago. I think that they would at least have put like reviewed.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That seems.
Yeah. So I can do a little more digging to see if the PLA or the Public Library, the United for Libraries one has that information anywhere, but these were literally like PDF documents that are on their website that you access, and it didn't have that info, and I just Googled it. But yeah, I can look into that too.
If you don't find an answer, Julia, let me know, and I can
move
around internally too.
Oh, cool, great.
I've got the staff directory.
You know who to get.
Yeah, but I like the idea of just adding that as these are reference documents as opposed to these are actual policies of the library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll maybe do some digging on that to find out a little more about dates, and then we can bring it to the full board for review and our suggestion on that issue and how to post it.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so since we discussed item C in that conversation, moving on to the discussion of the next policy committee meeting review.
Yes, so the index is included in your packet as well with just a whole list of policies as well as the last revision dates. And then in addition, I had done the board action calendar for the next year and
really nice. Yeah.
Okay, good. Had gone through and identified, you know, a schedule, potential schedule for these. Of course, if other policies, if issues come up or any, you know, law changes that would require us to address policies, you know, in the meantime, we can always add those to the agenda. But according to that, I think we had our next policy meeting, which seems crazy, would be in September. So that I had on there, the bloodborne pathogen policy, which is probably more relevant than we ever thought it would ever be, the travel reimbursement policy and the makery collection policy. So those are the ones we have up for review. If there's any others that, you know, any committee member would like to review, we can do that. And if anything comes up even in the meantime that you think of, we can add those to the agenda.
That sounds good to me.
It does.
Great.
It's funny that it's bloodborne pathogen and not like blood and airborne. I feel like the airborne is the big concern right now.
I know, right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's
okay. Yeah, so that sounds good for the September meeting.
Okay.
And then we'll need to get a new committee member when we do the committee appointments.
Yeah, those are in May at the annual meeting. So we will have to do that.
So thank you, John, for all of your contributions on policy.
I think John serves on all of the committees.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time or another.
Yeah.
Is there an emeritus option where he can just sort of be there when we need him, ad hoc John or something like that?
Yeah, but if we ever don't have a quorum.
We don't ever have anybody coming to the meetings from the public, from the, you know, for the committee meetings usually. So John could just be the, be our big fan that shows up.
Yes, yes.
A fan and not a heckler. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I could now I got all kinds of complaints I'm gonna bring.
There we go.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, shall we move to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All right, so we are adjourned. Should we do a roll call? Just, I just seem to say with this.
Yeah.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Committee Chair Carmichael, or sorry, Committee Chair Booth.
Yes.
Trustee Carmichael.
Yes.
Board Vice President Martins.
Yes.
All right.
And so that's three ayes, one no nays, one absent. Motion passes.
Okay.
And I am officially going to stop the recording for policy.